Hello, I'm Norma Galumbus. Welcome to the Norma Galumbus Lifestyle Podcast, a part of the Saskatchewan Podcast Network. Thank you for listening.
Wednesday, August 29th, 2018. In my mind's eye, as summer begins to ebb into fall and the farmers are harvesting their crops, I am reminded of being a kid on the farm and the memories of those harvests from long ago wash over me. In my mind's eye, I can see the cloud of dust that filled the evening air like a huge blanket trying to keep summer from slipping away. I can recall the smell of the grain dust. The image of the lights of the combine cutting through the thick night air is still so vivid to me. I remember the humming sound of the combine as it labored through the damp straw. When the men came into the yard to unload, I was mesmerized by the sight of the grain pouring out of the truck into the hopper, illuminated only by the yard light. The auger was so loud, I could sense the danger as I stood back in the shadows. Occasional meals in the field were a real treat for us. Dad didn't really care much for eating in the field. He preferred to wait and eat at home when he was done for the day. I remember taking tea in a mason jar wrapped in a tea towel and a snack out to the field after school. I guess that's what kept him going until it was time for his late supper. There is always a sense of anxiety and urgency that hangs over the harvest as heavy as that dust cloud. So much in a farm family's life depends on getting that crop in the bin before Mother Nature decides to have a bad day. The complete lack of control farmers have over the weather must be so exasperating. The attachment farmers have to the land is something that is just ingrained in them. You can take the man out of the farm, but you can never take the farm out of the man. Owning their own land gives people such a sense of pride and accomplishment it is very difficult to let go of. On warm harvest evenings, when I was older with children of my own, Mom and I would walk down the lane at the farm with the kids and one or two barn cats trailing behind. It never occurred to me then that the day would come when Mom would no longer be physically able to do something as simple as take a walk outside with me. I loved those walks and I will carry my harvest memories with me always. Have a safe and happy Labor Day long weekend, everyone.
Visit my lifestyle blog for episode pictures and links to my garden and published works pages, food blog, and gift shop. My website address is in the episode notes.
The Saskatchewan Podcast Network is supported by Direct West. Is marketing getting in the way of running your business? Things like updating your Google listing, thinking of a headline for a billboard, or making sure your website is in good shape? That's where Direct West comes in. You can get local, expert marketing help for your business at directwest.com. The Saskatchewan Podcast Network is supported by Kinexys. Savings, checkings, GIC, budget, RESP, RRSP, TFSA, mutual funds, credit score, emergency funds, variable versus fixed rates, compound interest, retirement. The list goes on and on. It's time to make sense of it all. At Kinexys Credit Union, they want to help. Financial literacy is a critical life skill, giving you the knowledge and confidence to make smart, responsible decisions about your money. Visit KinexysMoneyTalk.ca to find expert advice, tips, and solutions for all life stages and events, and increase your financial literacy knowledge and confidence today.